is Inside Isla Vista. I'm Grace Aldrich with KCSB News, and this is a show that shares what's happening in and around Isla Vista and the UC Santa Barbara community. On tonight's show, we will continue to dive into the developing story of COVID-19 in Isla Vista, starting with an exclusive interview with Dr. Henning Ansorg, the Santa Barbara County Health Officer. Tonight, we ask about the county's recent communications with the university, testing in Isla Vista, and recommendations for students' return in fall. KCSB News has been collecting their own data regarding COVID-19 amongst the UC Santa Barbara community and Isla Vista residents. We will be sharing some of our results and statements made by students later in the show. And we will finish with a statement from Joaquin Becerra, the UC Santa Barbara's Vice President of Student Conduct. We have a packed show tonight, but first, here is KCSB News' exclusive interview.
My name is Dr. Henning Ansorg. I'm the Public Health Officer for Santa Barbara County.
Could you please describe the COVID-19 situation in Isla Vista, and what are your biggest concerns?
Well, Isla Vista obviously has a lot of communal living situations in various forms, either that people share apartments or frat houses and things like that. And it's my understanding that there's a lot of younger people who are very conscious about COVID and its risks and how to prevent it and to social distance and wear masks and be very diligent with hygiene and where they go and things like that. And there are others who don't agree and behave differently. And that is obviously the case in all age groups, but it's a little more common apparently in younger people. And that has obviously various reasons. And it is a little bit concerning to me as a public health officer, because we see way more younger people really getting diagnosed and also getting sick, actually. I just heard from one of my colleagues today that her teenage son, his best buddy, who he plays volleyball with, you know, just got diagnosed and is actually feeling really crummy. And a couple of friends. And that is just concerning, obviously, because COVID can become very serious, even in young, healthy people.
Well, first, I just want to say congrats to you and your team because of your effort. And case numbers are dropping among most of Santa Barbara County. Isla Vista numbers are going up, and it's my understanding that once the county falls below 100 cases per 100,000 residents, younger students in grades K through 12 will be able to return to their classrooms. What does this mean for UC Santa Barbara Gauchos and other college students?
Yes, with regard to all institutions of higher education, as we call you guys, obviously colleges, universities and all, actually don't allow, or public health cannot allow indoor classes because of the current transmission rate. And the same with all traditional schools, K through 12th grade, except for elementary school up to sixth grade. We are now in a position to grant waivers, which is great. And they are rolling in really in significant numbers that elementary schools want to open. So the thing that cannot open on university campuses is in-person classrooms. And until we come off the monitoring list, which means we have less community less transmission of the virus in the area. And the best metric or numbers to look at are these 100 cases per 100,000 per over 14 days. That is usually the metric we go by. And we are currently at around 140. So we are definitely going in the right direction from way above 200. But we need to go below 100 to be able to allow for all schools to open, including in-person instructions at universities as well. So that is hopefully an incentive. And Isla Vista, I think the issue is, I think that a lot of students have come back, even though the university wasn't quite clear how the university was going to open. And I think the virus is just spreading a little more rapidly there, and because it can go exponentially, the numbers rise pretty quickly. So you can get exposed in one party, and you can expose easily 40, 50 people on a party very quickly. So that's the big concern we have.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like housing is in a shorter supply than usual. Based on recommendations to have fewer students per room, the university has announced that dorms will be singles for fall quarter. Exactly. Have you and your team at the public health department given the university permission for students to return to dorms?
Yes. We are recommending single occupancy rooms, but yes, with strict precautions, social distancing as much as possible, wearing a face covering, and frequent washing of hands, and all these things in place, dorms are authorized to open.
KCSB News has set up a survey for students to express their thoughts and concerns regarding the pandemic. Many freshmen and transfer students have expressed concern about being forced to leave town, such as we've seen at UNC Chapel Hill and other universities. Could this possibly happen here in Isla Vista? And if so, what could that look like, and what amount of time would people be warned about it?
Oh, I see. That's well, we've never talked about sending people away for whatever reason. I mean, if there was a huge outbreak at a university, it's possible that they would have to close, but that would be a quite a drastic intervention. So we wouldn't take that lightly. Obviously, that's not really anything anybody is planning on doing. Now, if there are outbreaks with faculty, staff members, or students, then obviously we would help and consult with UCSB on how to box this outbreak in. That's what we call it. You know, we try and contact trace. We interview people who got sick. Try to find out where they may have caught the virus, and try to isolate people that have the virus. And we will also help with isolation. We've helped previously with offering hotel rooms to people in Isla Vista who lived in a shared apartment, and just to make sure they have a safe place to go to isolate during that time. The isolation, if you get sick and you're not sick enough that you need hospital care or something, is 10 days. After 10 days and being without symptoms again, you're not considered contagious any longer. Now, if somebody has been exposed, the time is actually a little longer. It's 2 weeks, 14 days since the last exposure, because the reason why we tell people to quarantine for 2 weeks is it can take longer for the symptoms to start showing, or for the infection to actually show. So, yeah, so sometimes what we do is if it can be identified where the most likely, where the spread has occurred, we can try and isolate or quarantine those people and limit more spread of the virus that way. That's usually what we attempt to do. And fortunately, UCSB is very proactive. They have a really great team. With including student health, with even their own testing availability and all that. I mean, UCSB students are really in a good position just because the school is so proactive, which is really great. And the public health department would obviously consult and be helpful as much as we can in an outbreak situation. So I don't see that really in the cards for UCSB sending away students. Now, it could be a worst case scenario if all dorms basically had outbreaks that you had to close them all, but I don't know, that seems like a pretty drastic maneuver. So
of course
I don't foresee that. It also depends a little, not a little bit, it depends totally on the behavior of the students. So if they remind each other and be cautious and careful, I don't think that's gonna happen.
All right. Awesome. And then I know you mentioned contact tracing a little bit in your last answer, but is the university required to do their own contact tracing with the county support, or how would this work?
Yeah, they are actually, and they are really well trained and well equipped to do that. And they really have a very good campus specific prevention plan in place. They mandate, as you know, they mandate to wear a face covering or a mask. They implement social distancing on campus, mm-hmm. you know, a space out. They close, you know, like game rooms, lounges, or so-called non-essential or just hangout areas, obviously. They only provide grab-and-go meals. Those are all things the faculty, staff, and students should get training on a regular basis about how to prevent COVID. So the student health will do their own contact tracing, and obviously public health will help them if they need help, but they're well equipped to do it.
What are your recommendations for the university regarding remote learning and possibly offering it for a full year for students who are unable to relocate back to school?
Yeah, I think it would be, it's recommended, absolutely recommended. I think it's important and necessary because it's hard to get all the courses in otherwise. So right now, as long as Santa Barbara County is still having more virus transmission than we like. Anyway, only very specialized indoor settings are open, you know, like for instance, some chemistry labs or some art studio or something like that, where anyway, there's a lot of space in between students in big rooms. Mm-hmm. So those would be allowed. But other than that, only outdoor or online is allowed anyway at the moment.
All right. And so to talk a little bit about testing, many students are asking about their options for getting a test. Some are paying up to $300 for an office visit and then the test. What would you advise them to do?
Okay. Santa Barbara County has three testing sites that are basically free. So there's no office visit included in the test, and you can make an appointment online or with your smartphone.
Okay.
And one of the sites is actually moving to the Goleta Community Center. I'm not sure whether it's this week or the coming week, but it was here in Santa Barbara at the Earl Warren Fairgrounds, and it's moving to Goleta. So that might be closer for Isla Vista. And
right.
You can make an appointment, and they do 140 tests a day. You may not get an appointment for the same day or the next day, but that's an option also to save money.
And are you testing asymptomatic patients at the moment?
We prioritize people with symptoms, obviously, but we also prioritize people who may have had a contact. So that's always a possibility. And I would encourage students or people from Isla Vista to take advantage of that.
Student Health Director Dr. Ali said testing will be required for all students and staff before returning to campus. when it reopens. Are there enough labs to process this many tests in a timely manner?
Yeah, I mean, UCSB has an incredible lab. They have an incredible virology lab, and they got approval. So I think they have huge capacity, more than the county or any other commercial lab does have. So they're really well positioned to meet those requirements.
And is Santa Barbara County receiving enough support from the state regarding support and supplies?
Yeah, fortunately we are. So we are. Our county clinics are also starting to do testing, but that is still specialized for people in very what we call essential occupations. But yeah, we open up in the near future as well. So testing availability is definitely improving. Also, what I would say on the horizon is there are major changes again coming in the very near future, I believe, with regard to testing availability, because testing will become easier with the option of doing it at home and sending it in or dropping it off. There's an FDA approved spit test, so to speak, where saliva is the source of the material that gets tested, and nobody needs to have nasal swab done. So there will be in the very near future even an easier access and availability for various tests.
Okay. And what are your recommendations for university students regarding the return to Isla Vista in campus for the upcoming school year?
Yeah, I think it's challenging to be mindful of avoiding crowds and parties and get-togethers and things like that. I think it's really important to socialize in a safe way. That is really the most important thing, and I totally understand that that is really hard, and especially for young people who want to meet new friends and people and hang out and everything. But it's a crucial time to really be careful. And I think there are good options out there. For instance, have like a cohort or a group of people that you feel really safe with and that commit to not going to big parties and things like that. So that already is a level of safety. Fortunately, we can do a lot online these days, but it's really important to wear a face mask. It does really make a huge difference for everybody else and yourself.
So I just wanted to ask if you had anything else you would like to add, knowing that this does, a lot of our university students do listen to this show.
Yeah, I understand. I don't want anybody to get isolated and really depressed over this. I think we will get through this, even though several months sounds like an awfully long time. I think we will get out of this on the other end. And I just hope that everybody in Isla Vista and at UCSB finds really creative ways of staying involved and connected and not get isolated, because that can really take toll on anybody's psyche.
Yeah.
With virus, So I'd encourage you to be really creative and find ways to socialize in a safe way.
Mm-hmm.
And support each other. And really be there for each other too, you know. If you know of anybody who you haven't heard of in a while, just reach out, shoot them a text or something. And I think that's really important.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ansorg. It's been amazing, and I really appreciate the time And thank you for doing this interview.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
That was Dr. Henning Ansorg, the Santa Barbara County Health Officer, sharing her perspective on COVID-19 in Isla Vista and amongst the UC Santa Barbara community. This is Inside Isla Vista. I'm Grace Aldrich with KCSB News. Tonight, we are discussing the impact COVID-19 has had in Isla Vista and amongst the UC Santa Barbara community. KCSB News has been able to collect testimonies and data from student residents in Isla Vista with a quick survey. Amongst the 68 individuals who responded, 28% have had someone close to them diagnosed with COVID-19. And when asked to rate how COVID-19 has taken a toll on their mental and emotional well-being, 78% put a 4 or 5 out of 5. One student, when asked about their opinion of remote learning, wrote, quote, "It is very difficult for me to stay organized and motivated. This is usually not an issue for me, but as an extrovert and someone who grew up striving to impress teachers, my online classes almost feel fake to me," unquote. Another student, when asked how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected them personally, said, quote, "Much of the same ways most people have been affected. Increased loneliness from not seeing friends, only being able to hang out at a distance, financial loss from not being able to work, general fear and anxiety about the state of the world and all the deaths happening." This is Inside Isla Vista. I'm Grace Aldrich with KCSB News. Tonight, we are reporting the current situation and effect of COVID-19 in Isla Vista. My next guest, Joaquin Becerra, the Vice President of Student Conduct at UC Santa Barbara, opens up about the impact of COVID-19 from an administrative standpoint.
You know, this is so far beyond kind of our separate roles as, you know, staff or student or faculty or this or that. It really is kind of this moment in time that we'll look back. I think this, generationally speaking, even for my generation, is like, this is such a big deal, you know, and we're trying to, in the meaning-making process for students, which, you know, is kind of my thing, right, student development and those things, it's, forget about it, it's like this human development notion of like, how do we make sense of the world when we're, you know, can't be in community, and how are we in community now in IV, and what does that even look like? Because we couldn't understand it before, and, you know, how are we understanding it now? And it does take kind of that sort of understanding of like, okay, how are we coming together, period, you know, to just figure this whole thing out and do what's best, you know, for the health of everybody. Because now when I think about it, with a student, you know, potentially, you know, having COVID and going to a party and passing it on, which I personally just am, you know, I have my own thoughts on that personally, right? I think it's completely, you know, inappropriate, and students should really be taking care of themselves. But now that impact isn't just for IV. It's for their families, if they travel, it's for other people. So we're looking at a thing that's really, really, again, something that we all have to come together. And I love how you named it as a human, at a human level, not at a role level. I think when I think of IV, I do think about the peer involvement, because that's your community. That's where you live. You know, that's, people have to study there. People have to, you know, really like be their best selves there. So how are we, it's tough. The more you pressure a certain type of, you know, positive behavior, you know, you're not gonna, an independent college student isn't gonna necessarily shift to doing that behavior. I think it really turns into like true conversation and discussion on its impact, your impact in the community, what mm-hmm. you're doing. And so, yeah, I think any sort of fear-based piece is not going to work. I think hopefully that's not what has been coming across. I think it might feel like that, like do this or else. It's like, hopefully my message would be, it's like, hey, you know, we're in an interesting time. Make sure that you take care of yourselves and others in the community. If you don't, there might be an, if there's impact to others and you're not careful, there might be an impact to you academically. I think less so in the IV space, right? But that would definitely something that's going to come up more if when we come back to campus, you know, eventually, and we have, you know, regulations and things put out there. So I would definitely have people note that. But yeah, I feel like fear is not a good motivator usually, and I try not to lead help anyone that's been involved in my office at whatever level doesn't feel that fear is a tool that we use. I think we're trying to fight fear all the time. You know, the fear of people reporting, the fear of people like not knowing if, you know, what's going to happen in the process. I think that extra stress that I'm feeling in every single conversation, whether it's student or non-student, is just palpable. Like people are afraid for their safety. People are, you know, stressed out because this they think it's not a big deal and people are making it a big deal to, you know, having, you know, talking to students that are coming into college and like, oh, my first year's, you know, kind of ruined. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think it's stressing everybody out. It clearly has an impact and we should be working to diminish that stress to actually get some of these goals accomplished, to not have peers come in and who already live there and get to dictate, you know, and get to not have a voice in that. And I think luckily we are having those voices in the appropriate spaces. We all need to be partners in what's going on right now. Like we need to understand that, you know, your individual decision can impact the entire community, right? Because of kind of if you've followed any of the numbers and kind of transmission rates and how those things can go, it's that really needs to get across. Like you're really impacting us if you do that. Again, like you said, at a human level, not as a, you know, as an institutional level, which can feel a lot more cold, you know, a lot more soulless. It's not about that. It's about, no, everybody in this university is trying to keep this thing going and be able to hold, you know, this critical, you know, process of higher education. We need to be in this together to be able to make that happen.
That was UCSB's Vice President of Student Conduct, Joaquin Becerra. You can check out our KCSB News' COVID-19 webpage at kcsb.org, where we keep you updated on the recent developments of the COVID-19 pandemic in and around Santa Barbara County. You've been listening to Inside Isla Vista. Thanks for tuning in Wednesdays at 5 p.m. to find out what's happening in and around Isla Vista. I'm Grace Aldrich. Our theme music is Siesta by Jawser, and this is 91.9 FM KCSB.